Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, Oklahoma harvest is underway.
Yeah, we've cut a few loads down in southern Oklahoma. The yields were relatively good, 2025, one load at up to 34 bushels per acre. The test weights were good, mostly above 60, some in the 58, 59, good number one, number two wheat. And the protein tests that have been done have been relatively high. You know, we talked about protein, was concerned about protein. Well, the early indications, and it is very, very early, is that protein's going to be okay.
Okay, we'll see how the rest of harvest goes. Let's switch gears and talk about prices now. What's the latest?
Well, prices have just been wallering around. You look at cash prices in Oklahoma, they've been ranging from $7.20 to $7.40, about an 18 to 20 cent price range. Kansas City Board of Trade, a 28, 29 cent price range over the last couple of weeks, from $7.31 to $7.59. You know, we've got that support at $7.31 and that resistance at $7.59 to break out of that. If you look at the basis, the old crop basis is a minus 23 to a minus 7, and the new crop basis is a minus 20 to a minus 25, which comes out to a forward contract price in Oklahoma for harvest-delivered wheat, which we're getting mighty close, of about $7.25.
In terms of quality, looking at the region as a whole, not nearly as good as it was this time last year?
Well, the crop conditions are significantly below last year's level. If you look at the total U.S. winter wheat crop, it was 31% good to excellent. Oklahoma, well below average for the U.S. at 17% good to excellent. That's compared to 73% last year good to excellent. Kansas a little better at 28% good to excellent versus last year at 39%. And Texas is really in the barrel this year at 7% good to excellent versus 34% last year.
And supply estimates for Oklahoma?
Well, if you look at the total production, right in the midpoint, 90, I think, is probably a pretty good estimate.
And finally, June is here. We've been talking about it for months. What's that magic number for price?
I think I'm going to stick with $7.65. You know, the five-year average is $6.40. The $7.25, I've been talking about that for the last couple months. So I think I'm just going to stick with that. Of course, if the crop comes in like the first few loads have, relatively good yields, then that price will probably go down. But the total revenue should be about the same, because the decrease in price will be offset by increase in production.
Okay. Kim Anderson, harvest is here. We'll see you next week. Thank you.